This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Denver Public Schools will place armed police officers in every high school in the district for the rest of the school year. The announcement came a day after a student shot two school administrators at East High School. At a press conference yesterday, Superintendent Alex Marrero was asked why the district allowed students with a history of poor or violent behavior to enroll.
There are a lot of students that are struggling, whether it's emotional, academic, or behavioral, and we receive students all throughout the year. We are obligated to provide a free and adequate education for all students.
Along with the officers, two trained mental health professionals will also be required on campuses, according to the measure unanimously approved by the Denver School Board yesterday. Police were originally removed almost 3 years ago after social justice protests in 2020. Colorado's top governing body for high school sports has resolved an American Disabilities Act complaint. A student swimmer filed a federal lawsuit 2 years ago. The swimmer had type 1 diabetes and wore adhesive tape over a glucose monitor. The Colorado High School Activities Association disqualified him from a meet due to the tape. As part of the resolution, CHASA must allow adhesive medical devices during competitions. It must also expand accommodations for other student athletes with disabilities. An Illinois man died this week after falling from a chairlift at Breckenridge Ski Resort. The Summit Daily reports the man fell 25 feet. County officials said the 60-year-old was trying to clean snow off of the lift. The restraint bar was up at the time of the fall. The accident is under investigation. This is CPR News and KRCC. There are still more developments relating to the shooting earlier this week at East High School. If you'd like to keep up with any new information, come to CPR.org and Denverite.com.